Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alan Greenspan warns that we're headed into a recession. Cops may check crash drivers' mobile records to see if they were on the phone when it happened. Random breath tests for drivers. Scientists triumphed in battle over ban on human embryos. Yeah, they're cloning humans right now. It just goes on and on. We're continuing here through the news. Let me just take a few calls right now. In the next segment, I'm going to get into the latest Building 7 info. But this story that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com is so incredibly important. And we'll break down why after this break. Right now, let's talk to Summer in California. Summer, welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for holding.
There's a couple of things I actually wanted to talk about. First of all, I had a couple of personal experiences with the increase in the police in the area. First of all, my boyfriend was actually beaten by 7 police officers. One of them was a SWAT officer.
Yeah, enforcement in New York is up over fivefold in the last 2 years. On average, it's up double nationwide. They'll say, good, we're doing our job. It's good we've gone from 1 million in prison to 7 million in the system. No, folks, this is about getting everybody into the system. The criminals run the system. Go ahead.
Well, basically, he took a medication that was a prescription medication because he was unable to sleep for a few days. And the police officers, for some reason, assumed that he was on illegal narcotics and proceeded to practically beat him to death. He didn't have any severe head trauma. He actually tried to fight back, and one of the SWAT officers barely hurt his arm, and so they had him hogtied on the ground. They continued to kick him in the head with steel-toed boots and beat him with their batons.
And now they're charging him with assaulting God.
Well, the officer tried to get him in trouble, even though he was on a medication, and they found that he was legally insane at the time because of the medication. And the officer went ahead with the charges, even though the DA and the judge wanted to drop them.
Well, they always tell you that.
Yeah, so my boyfriend...
They want somebody to be in a prison owned by the drug cartels, by the drug dealers, displacing everybody else by working for 20 cents on the dollar.
Yep.
Look, it's just modern slavery again. And I'm not saying society is unraveling and cops don't have a tough job either, but this is going to get worse and worse. We're a godless, scumbag country. So that's what's going to happen. Anything else?
Other than that, I had a couple of questions. I was wondering if you were aware of what Ron Paul's status was on medical cannabis and whether or not...
Ron Paul is for drug decriminalization.
Okay. And I also wanted to mention that the ASA, which is Americans for Safe Access, is filing a lawsuit against the federal government for claiming that medical marijuana has no medicinal value.
Now, I saw that report. Thank you so much for the call. Let's jam in one more here. Let's talk to Shirley in Washington. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Two real brief things, two or three. Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, put out an article a couple hours ago. So I sent it to your producer. But
yeah, we've got it. It's about why aren't the evangelicals supporting Ron Paul.
Okay, good. And the other thing was that you frequently state that accountability by the global elite and other criminals will be before God. And I question today with this phenomenal PrisonPlanet.com expose, if the reality has occurred to BBC executive Mr. Guy Smith, and if he now wants to change his idea about who's a dropout.
Well, what will happen is they'll just spin it and claim something. I mean, it won't matter what they... It'll be a lie, whatever they claim, but they count on the public being complete idiots.
Exactly. Well, you know, you call it dumbing down, but the day... And I think it's an excellent term I never heard of before. The day of 9-1-1, the organized Christian church was already putting slides up, prayer vigils to be held, a day that will live in infamy. Infamy, a new Pearl Harbor. Even they were preemptively scripted.
Stay there.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's go back and finish up with Shirley in Washington. She brought up a key point. Then we'll get into Building 7 and then back to your calls. Within 30 minutes, and I've timed it, of the second plane hitting, they were saying it was Bin Laden all over the news, saying we need a new world order, we need to give up our liberty for security, this is a new age, a new way of life. And I know that churches all over the country were already saying it's Bin Laden, it's a Pearl Harbor, we've got to basically pray for the president. It was all scripted. And then you expand out from there. We've had a lot of troops call in, and I've talked to troops on the ground who were at Army bases, Marine Corps bases, when the first plane hit. At some bases, they were called in and told, you are to watch this. We've been told you are to watch this. Nationwide, troops are listening right now, this happened to. Even folks overseas. In some cases, they were told to go into the TV room, which they'd never done before, or since, before it happened. They were all told, we've had these calls, and I've talked to folks this has happened to. That's another story we've got to track down, get all their names, have them on record as witnesses about this. In some cases, they weren't called in after the first hit. But, again, they already had orders to call them in within minutes of it being hit, so that was already set up. In some cases, they were told to get in the auditoriums and in their barracks to watch TV before it happened. Then they turned the TV on, and a plane has hit. And then the whole thing was laid out, and they said, see what we've got to do now? We've been attacked. That's not saying that the officers who were told this were part of it. They're just told, get everybody in to watch TV. And they think we're so dumb, we'll just accept it. It's like they told the firemen and police we're going to blow up Building 7. Get ready. They blew it up and later said, no, the fires did it. And people go, but you said you blew it up. Well, let's just move on. And the average American still doesn't even know what Building 7 was. But let's go back to Shirley. Shirley, talk about what you witnessed or what you're talking about with the churches.
Okay. Well, I had, you know, I'd gotten all the live feed on the net, and then I went to this church. The sanctuary is open. There's a huge screen descended from the altar with the words on it, a day which will live in infamy, and the time that a prayer vigil would be held. I go back to the prayer vigil, and the senior pastor is up there. And I later found out they have an underground bunker in this church, of which the public is not aware.
And now we learned, even before 9/11, FEMA was, and this is now mainstream news, secretly recruiting preachers in 13,000 counties.
Yeah. Paul and Steve, and you did an article on that many months ago. Anyway, what the pastor wanted to do was screen troublemakers. He wanted everybody, I went back to the vigil. His first trigger words were Roosevelt's address to Congress on December 8th, 41, parts of that, and the Pearl Harbor. And then he wanted people to pray aloud, and he was most definitely screening for patriots.
Well, the FEMA admits, and we got their documents, that they do script and that they're watching out for dissenters, and thousands of pastors in every county in the country have been recruited for this, and they're to tell their people to go to FEMA camps, to turn their guns in, to submit. And they will do it. They will break up families. They will say bye-bye to small children. Americans will submit and worship their government.
Did you interview last year a pastor that came forward and admitted he was a FEMA?
Yes, Genesis broke that, and then we got the documents, and then they called him in and yelled at him, and now he's scared. But it later came out in the news and was public.
Good for you. Well, I am so proud of you guys with today's, you know, I don't know how BBC is going to account for this. It all of a sudden, when that woman broke up on the screen, you know, it was like in a movie where you have a continuity person to make sure when you do a reshoot that the background stays the same. They're going to have to start getting continuity before they do their pre-script, I guess.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. For those that don't know, it's a huge story that broke major on PrisonPlanet.com yesterday. The videos have been jerked over and over again by YouTube, Google, you name it. It was up during the last break. I went and checked it. We keep finding the new links and linking to those. They keep pulling it for content reasons. They do not want you to hear this information. The fiasco of the BBC journalist reporting in advance that Building 7 had collapsed as it loomed large behind her strikes at the very root of how the media were complicit in the actions and as facilitators for the official myth that was manufactured on 9/11. After this debacle, how can we trust anything we are told about September 11th from the mainstream media? Though the video was almost immediately purged by the crown kings of censorship, Google, it has since been re-uploaded to YouTube and feverishly copied elsewhere. Watch the clip below for an extended clip where the Building 7 farce is clearly anointed. Click here and skip forward to 14 minutes to the key area, key section. The central facet of the debate raging against 9/11 truthers and charge leveled by moronic debunkers is that there is no time code on the clock or the video, so how can we verify that the BBC reported Building 7's collapse 20 minutes before it fell? Does it matter? Does it matter if the BBC reported that collapse 23 minutes before it happened or 30 seconds before it happened? The fact remains that the building is there in the background behind the reporter's head as she is telling us that it is already collapsed. Don't get tangled up in the minutiae. The building is still standing for 20 minutes while they talk about it, how it's fallen. With her in New York, the BBC reporter with it behind her. She has reported its collapse. Debates about timestamps and time zones aren't relevant. They are irrelevant. This is amazing. Others charge that Building 7 was expected to collapse before it did, which is true, and the BBC merely jumped the gun. But that begs the question, how did officials know the building was going to collapse when no modern steel building in history had collapsed from fire alone, and why were the BBC reporting its collapse in advance with the added knowledge of why it collapsed? A question that is still being investigated by NIST 5.5 years later. The government won't say why it fell. Whoever the BBC source was for reporting the collapse of Building 7 were ahead of NIST by 5.5 years and have already determined why the building collapsed before it had collapsed Is that not at least a bit suspicious? Now, then others say, okay, they really did have bombs in there, but they planted them that day. They planted bombs in the Intel building for over a month before and tried to blow it up Sunday here in Austin, and they couldn't even blow it up. It failed. Just type in Austin Intel demolition. The photos and video of it will pop up. We should do an article about it and integrate it with this. But that's how these double thinkers work. First, they claim the video's fake. Then they go to the BBC website and find out it's there in their archives and at archive.org. It clearly shows that almost 30 minutes before, they start talking about how it's collapsed. Then, 6-7 minutes later, they cut to the lady you're about to hear, and she keeps talking about the Solomon building has collapsed. Now, then they say Solomon building isn't seven. That's its official name. Each building had a name, but then they were designated 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. We have a link to the New York skyscraper webpage, and it shows it as Solomon Brothers Building 7. But you can look at it. It's Building 7. This is the willful denial we deal with. Let's play the first clip right now, where they're about to introduce her, and then we skip forward about 6-7 minutes when we go to the lady on the ground. Here it is.
We'll leave it there for the moment. We've got some news just coming in, actually, that the Solomon Brothers building in New York, right in the heart of Manhattan, has also collapsed. This does fit in with a warning from the British Foreign Office a couple of hours ago to British citizens that there is a real risk. Let me get the exact words. The British Foreign Office, the Foreign Department of the British government, said there was a strong risk of further atrocities in the United States. And it does seem as if there now is another one with the Solomon Brothers building collapsing. We've got no word yet on casualties. One assumes that the building would have been virtually...
Now let's go to the next clip 7 minutes later from the live feed at archive.org and BBC's own archive, directly off there. Let's now go to the next part where they cut to her on the ground. Here it is.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago I was talking about the Solomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were. And it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during this morning's attacks. We'll probably find out more now about that from our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Solomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. There's almost a sense downtown in New York behind me, down by the World Trade Centers, of just an area completely closed off as the rescue workers try to do their job. But this isn't the first building that has suffered as a result. We know that part of the Marriott Hotel next to the World Trade Center also collapsed as a result of this huge amount of falling debris from 110 floors of the two twin towers of the World Trade Center. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash, and we know that behind that there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city. But
all right,
completely different.
So there you have it. And they're saying Building 7, the Solomon Brothers building, has collapsed, and they zoom in over her shoulder. She steps aside, and there it is standing. Then all of a sudden, she goes on for about 8 more minutes, and then the satellite feed cuts out, and they go, ooh. Then they cut back later. Oh, look, she collapsed. Boom. And then notice the key smoking gun here is that they've already reported that, oh, it fell because it was weakened. They've already got the official story. It fell because it was weakened, and it hasn't even fallen. Now, when we come back, we're going to play a clip on the bird flu. This is in Austin. This is a report at the University of Texas. They're doing this at Austin and at their research facility down in Galveston, where they're splicing human flu with bird flu. But it's all a big accident, no big deal. Then we'll go to break, come back, play Lou Dobbs from last night, again with Ron Paul. And then we're going to come back after that, and I'll analyze both the bird flu and this new piece from CNN. So those are straight ahead, and I'll be back about 40 after these next two clips. So be sure and stay with us.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
God is a bullet in the form of a hybrid flu virus. Good evening, everyone. I'm Loriana Hernandez.
And I'm Mike Warren. There was an accident at the university's most secure lab involving part of a strain of bird flu. From that, some serious questions have come to light, and accusations of a cover-up and threats to public safety.
Inside the Moffitt Molecular Biology Building is UT's Level 3 Biosafety Lab. The university admits that last April, a researcher in full protective gear put a test tube containing a hybrid virus of human flu and parts of bird flu into a centrifuge.
The researcher was working with a centrifuge similar to something like this, and he had a test tube inside this area here, and what we're told happened is that this part is what actually came loose and broke. What did that researcher do after that?
He basically waited a period of time, then began decom procedures for both the centrifuge, the room, and then himself before he left the laboratory.
Part of those decontamination procedures included wiping down the centrifuge with Lysol. So did a hybrid flu escape into the lab? Was the researcher infected? He was given Tamiflu as a precaution, and the university says there was no contamination beyond the lab, which has safety measures for such a release. The university filed a report with the Travis County Health Department. But a biosafety watchdog group called the Sunshine Project isn't so sure about what really happened.
The university tried to cover up and tried to prevent release of additional information about the accident, and we had to fight through a process with the Attorney General in order to get documentation of it. The initial report refers to one kind of virus that was being worked on in the lab, and then after that report came out, they told reporters that it was in fact a different virus that was being worked in the lab, and the inconsistencies in the university's story really bother us.
They're also bothered about just how dangerous that hybrid virus was.
This particular cross of these two kinds of flus is exactly what many scientists fear could happen in nature and could result in the next strain that's pandemic for human beings.
If it had gotten out of the lab, the likelihood of it being an issue for the general population would be very low.
The university says the hybrid flu was mostly the regular human flu we all can get, and added to it was one non-disease-causing gene from the bird flu.
But no matter the disagreement between the Sunshine Project and the university, these issues bring out the fact that on this campus, researchers in the past and present have worked with parts of dangerous and deadly viruses, things like bird flu and anthrax.
I think they have it pretty much under control because they wouldn't make it unsafe for us to be in the same building or do that kind of research if it wasn't safe.
I was totally not cognizant that something like that was happening, but I should expect something of that gravity at a university like this, so I'm not shocked. But no, I wasn't aware of it.
You would think they would have it under control, you know, it's a big university, they should have stuff under control.
As for the incident with the centrifuge, the university maintains there was no contamination, the researcher is fine, the incident is over with, and UT meets its research responsibilities.
So as long as the procedures are in place and are followed correctly, I think there's no reason why it couldn't be worked with.
But this is not over for the watchdog group, the Sunshine Project. Their concerns remain. They are still requesting documents from the university regarding the incident. UT also tells Fox 7 that following last year's incident, protocol for using the centrifuge in the lab has changed. Administrators hope this will prevent another accident like this from happening again.
There's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet, and they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast, and they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Revolution.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many
once before. Now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 924. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The field for candidates for the 2008 presidential race continues to grow. Now, this past weekend, Republican Congressman Ron Paul of Texas announced that he is forming a presidential exploratory committee, and Congressman Paul hopes his strong opposition to illegal immigration and the war in Iraq will set him apart from other Republican candidates. And he joins us now from Houston, Texas. Thanks for taking the time, sir.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you.
You know, you're one of only six Republicans who voted against the war. You also stood against sending 21,000 more troops to Iraq. What should the Iraq strategy be now that you are declaring yourself in the race?
Well, I think we should come home as quickly as possible. There were a lot of false information on the reasons we went in there, and there's no good reason to stay right now. They say that if the main reason for staying now, after he's given numerous reasons, we're supposed to stay now because if we leave, there'll be chaos. My argument is there's plenty of chaos right there now, and a lot of Americans are going to be being killed, and it was never in our national security interest to go over there. Besides, one of the reasons that was given for us going there was to enforce UN resolutions. And I'm a stickler for the Constitution. I was annoyed because they wouldn't declare war. If they thought it was important to go to war, the people's representatives should declare war and they should fight it and get over with and win. So I didn't like the way they went, and I didn't think we were ever threatened by Iraq.
Let me just play for you. President Bush said something today, so let's listen to that for a second.
If we leave before that country can govern itself and sustain itself and defend itself,
There will be chaos, and out of chaos will come vacuums, and out of vacuums will come an emboldened enemy that would like to do us harm.
Now, sir, that is a real worry. What have you to say about that?
Well, I think he's very sincere, and he believes it, but he believes it just as sincerely as I do, that the Al-Qaeda is there now, and it is a problem, but they weren't there before. And it's our foreign policy that I object to. We used to be allies with Osama bin Laden. Now he's our enemy. We used to be allies with Saddam Hussein. Now he's our enemy. This on-again, off-again thing is what bothers me. You know, 9/11 was not had nothing to do with Iraq. 15 of the 19 came from Saudi Arabia. So they're our bosom buddies, and we're their best friends. Pakistan is probably where Osama bin Laden is. We have essentially forgotten about him. So it's the foreign policy overall. But yes, there's going to be problems and chaos. But my argument is that it's time that American soldiers quit being killed, and it's time for us to quit killing a lot of other people that have not attacked us.
Your Iraq policy is very clearly defined. Let's move to the domestic front. You ran for president in 1988 on the Libertarian line, and you now say there are two parties in Congress right now, big government conservatives and big government liberals. And the only difference is what they want to spend money on. Now, are you running because you think that there are, of the declared candidates, the true conservatives are not coming out of this pack?
Well, certainly the Republican leadership in the last 6, 8, even 10 years, and especially in these last 6 years, we have been the big party, a big spender party. We have spent more money on subsidies than ever before. We have we've doubled the size of the Department of Education. We brought in one of the biggest new entitlement programs, the prescription drug programs, big, huge highway expenditures. So I would say that in some ways, yes, they have some differences, but in other ways, I think Republicans have grown to act just like Democrats. Mm-hmm. In the foreign policy, certainly, we can't afford $700 billion in protecting an empire. That has to come to an end, because the truth is we're flat out broke, and we have to borrow every single penny to fight that war from the Chinese.
Yeah. You know, sir, I really can't, we're almost out of time, but I want to get to your immigration platform. You're calling for action and not talk, and here's a couple of points for our viewers that you want. You want to physically secure our borders and coastlines, enforce visa rules, no amnesty, no welfare for illegal aliens. You want to end the birthright citizenship and pass true immigration reform. Would true immigration reform include a guest worker program, in your judgment?
Well, you know, those words are tricky, because sometimes if you say for a guest worker program, all of a sudden they construe that now, the conventional wisdom is that there will be amnesty. You know, we've always had workers come to this country, but they have to be legal. And we have to deal with the welfare state. We can't allow the illegal immigrants to qualify for Social Security after working here for 18 months. We just flat out can't afford it.
All right. Thank you very much for laying it out so clearly for us, Representative Ron Paul. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation, and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed! We have to stand up for the protection of
illegal fire. And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it off? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it away?
I see a message from the government. like every day. I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever. Picture me buying the scam. I said never. You ain't tuned to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, get the die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shake you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us aid and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never fit to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city. Who's the one with the most to gain? On 9/11, no one couldn't stand his name. Not even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow, waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. Why my records always come the same? Keep it real, ain't no fillers blinging. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word I'm saying, peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these are devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lives mean the killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones. Ain't no villains or any other word they think to demonize the country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took a part of had their hand in, just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Talking loud but ain't nobody saying it. And with the Fourth Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the Fifth each and every section now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War's good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk?
Well, you and took it all away.
All right, that syndicated radio program, National Women's Show, with Rolanda Watts, held me a few minutes longer. This is my life. I did 8 hours of radio and TV yesterday. I'm not whining about it. It just gets more and more insane. In our complete and total dedication against fighting the New World Order. Did you hear that earlier clip? Where, oh, they're accidentally splicing the human flu with the bird flu, and, oh, the government's accidentally mailed out thousands of samples around the country and other reports, and, oh, we're doing level 4 bioweapons experiments at UT Austin and UT Galveston in level 2 facilities, but it's no big deal. And
they wouldn't do anything that wasn't safe for the students. The government's nice.
I mean, they're telling you Al-Qaeda's going to kill you any minute, and they've got nukes and bioweapons totally made up. Meanwhile, they've got 36 level 4 bioweapons labs, most of them operating in level 2 or 3.
These things should be underground in sealed bunkers that are ready to incinerate themselves. That's what Real Level 4 does, surrounded by minefields and machine gun nests. Oh, no, they're just in facilities with glass windows and little containment rooms, and the students go in, and they mail deadly superflu around, what was it, 2 years ago, 5,000 doses of it all around in testing kits to random facilities, people breathing it when they open it up to, quote, test against local flus they're seeing. Again, and that's their plausible deniability if they ever launch a real superflu or something along those lines. I cannot stress to you the importance of the BBC saying Building 7 had fallen 20-plus minutes before it fell, and then the video of it not falling as she sits there and goes on script. It's not just one reporter. It's the BBC in London, the BBC in New York on 9/11, and we've just got to get this story out to absolutely everybody. I know I've been gone for a while here. Who do we go to next call-wise? James in Maryland, thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was wondering if you had heard, I think last week when Pat Robertson said that he got a word from the Lord. That
we'll be attacked in 2007.
The 33rd degree Mason.
Just more fear-mongering.
And I was wondering if you could clarify something for me, Alex. Is it propaganda, the reports that I've been hearing, that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had said some 12th imam or some such was supposed to be on March 21st, or have you heard that? Or
I mean, a few months ago they were saying that imam was going to come kill us and it was the end of the world. It's all made up. They claim they make Jews wear yellow stars. Total lie. They just lie about everything. This is pre-war propaganda. It's so, like babies out of incubators, just like WMDs in Iraq. Same thing.
That's amazing. So that's completely fabricated.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Well, that's fabricated, but so many other things are twisted. Like he quotes the Ayatollah Khomeini, and I'm not saying these are good people, but saying the Zionist state needs to be wiped from the pages of history, needs to be removed. And then it turns into Israel needs to be blown off the map of nukes. Didn't say it. But you got a public that can't find Iran on a map, and they're brown, and they need to die. Let's go to Robert in San Diego. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is the RTV student. I got... We ran out of time before we got the big payoff on that audio clip about the retarded patsy hijacking the plane.
Yeah, you called in with a long audio clip that we couldn't understand. The audio wasn't good.
Oh.
Why don't you just verbally tell us about it, sir?
Okay. MSNBC is reporting the liquid bomber. They're taking everybody's liquids from the airport.
And bomb makers, bomb experts say there's no way in 5 hours you could do that in the restroom if you were left alone.
Exactly.
You've got to make it and then dry it, and then it doesn't even work that well.
So they break in and say, Al Jazeera is tracking this hijacked plane, and they go to their foreign interpreter, and it's all, they're going on a script, all right? So they don't know what the interpreter is going to say, and he turns out and says, yes, this 20-year-old black man, the eyewitness sitting next to him said he was totally retarded, and there was no way that he could have hijacked a plane, but they arrested him anyway.
No, look, every week they bust somebody who argues with the stewardess, and then it's Al-Qaeda tried to hit. We stopped him, and then 2 days later, footnote, retraction, it was a mentally ill person, had a seizure.
The thing is they try to stay on script after they announce the guy's retarded, and they say, well, this just goes to prove Al-Qaeda is trying to keep hijacking planes, but, boy, it's another victory for the anti-terror threat. And it's just so perfect.
That's the thing. They were announcing on Building 7 on 9/11, it's going to come down, we're going to blow it up, we're going to bring it down, like somebody screwed up and let the truth out, because they're trying to tell the cops and firemen this, so they go along, so they start announcing it, and they go, no, building hit it. And then before it even falls, BBC's announcing it fell because the tower fell on it.
And once you wake up to this pattern, you start to see this propaganda placement all over the place.
Look, it's simple. Most of your local newscasts are the three major networks get all their major feeds out of CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan. This was set up with back in 2000, and it's Fox, CBS, and NBC. ABC isn't part of it, and that's why, like 5 years ago, they go on CBS, KI in Austin, and they say openly, mercury is now good for your brain. Federal studies show that it actually helps your brain development for children to have mercury in them. And I went, you know what? I know that was written at CBS Broadcast Center. If I type in that headline, I'm going to find it on every CBS station in the country. I typed it in. Guess what popped up? Hundreds of the same headline. So all they do is they, T1, or at the time, Satellite, the feeds in with the canned teleprompter text and the video, and then your local newsreader, give it a local feel, sits there and reads off the prompter while that national news feed they recorded plays. So then the only local reporting is a wreck or the football game or how gracious our leaders are. So the people doing it don't even know how controlled they are. So Nationwide, Mercury's nutritious, and it has the look of local. Okay, this is what these people are, repeaters. They just repeat.
You're exactly right. From somebody who's in the industry, I'm a news anchor. You know, it's out of the college thing. But you could quickly find out that it only takes a few gatekeepers to make sure only certain news gets out there. It's really simple to understand.
And that's who goes to the top. Most of these reporters aren't operatives. They stay on script, even when the buildings behind them hadn't fallen. She keeps looking at it and turning and going, it's fallen, and she can tell she's freaked out.
Exactly.
But they just stay on script. I mean,
these reporters, they don't have time to match up with what they're reading on the teleprompter with reality. They're paid to read the teleprompter.
And to have nice hair and to wear a $3,000 suit with a $200 tie. And they have Q scores. They have Q scores for facial expressions, believability. They have archetypes. One is the father figure, one the mother figure, one the younger brother, one the daughter. And this is taught in radio, television, and film in the later classes. It's all about making you feel at ease, helping you. Thank you for the call. Yep. All right, final segment straight ahead. I'll blitz through some other news and maybe jam in a few calls. Be sure and visit InfoWars.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs. Here they hide behind walls. Here they hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
Welcome back.
You that never done nothing
except build to destroy.
But build to destroy.
Greenspan warns of likely U.S. recession. Former U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan warned Monday that the American economy might slip into recession by year's end. He said the U.S. economy had been expanding since 2001 and that there are signs the current economic cycle is coming to an end. Yeah, we've never been in greater debt or more set up for a fall, but the very people that did it to us will give us the next solution. And that's government employment, mass welfare. When you get this far away from recession, invariable forces build up from the next recession, and indeed we're beginning to see the sign. I thought we just left one. Greenspan said via satellite link to a business conference in Hong Kong. For example, in the U.S., profit margins have begun to stabilize, which is an early sign. We're in the later stages of the cycle. While, yes, it is possible we can get a recession in the later months of 07, most forecasters are not making that judgment and indeed are projecting forward into 2008 with some slowdown, he said. The truth is we live in a total fiat economy like a heroin addict strung out on so much heroin they can't even get high off of it anymore. They just got to take more and more or they get sick. It's all by design to get control of this society. I am out of time here, ladies and gentlemen, and let's just jam in a few final phone calls. Give me the last two in line. I guess it's Mike in Florida and Gary's. Mike in Florida, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Big fan of your show. I just want to let you know I've got a my own radio show that I run straight from my website, just trying to get the truth out, just like everyone else, you know. It's called Revolution Radio. I ran it about 7-8 months ago, and I had a few guests on there, Jim Fetzer, Ray McGovern, and I'd like to get you on sometime.
Maybe so. What else is on your mind, sir?
Well, this BBC piece with the Building 7 and the woman talking about how it was going to come, or she said it was going to come down. I'll tell you, that's...
No, she said it had come down. She said it had come down.
It had come down. That's one of the biggest smoking guns that I've seen so far.
And it's up to everybody out there to get it off prisonplanet.com and get it to the four winds right now.
Right, and it's also on my website. I like to give that out. It's truthorlies.org.
Great.
And
listen, I got to jump, man. I'm out of time. I appreciate it. Gary in L.A., last caller.
Hey, Alex. God bless. I want to talk about the BBC video. I don't want the truth movers to jump all over this and then have it debunked because...
Well, it can't be debunked. It's BBC video with them saying Building 7 collapsed. It's hooked in with everything else. We can go listen to fake debunking and say it's been debunked.
Okay, but back in 1994, ABC World News Tonight got busted putting Cokie Roberts, what looked like, in front of the Capitol building when she was in a studio in an overcoat with wind blowing in her face.
I know. They're saying, though, that they're going live, so it could be that they were doing that, and that's a point. We'll have to check into it. But the BBC isn't saying that. So, you know, believe me, they're saying it isn't 7. They're saying the Solomon Building isn't 7. They're saying it's fake. I mean, they're going to say that. So people can run around with whatever they're going to debunk all day long. We know the firefighters, police, everybody. I heard ABC News report they were going to blow up Building 7. Okay? I heard that day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget the free podcast of the show. You can subscribe to at InfoWars.com. You get the 3 hours downloaded to your MP3 player or iPod daily at InfoWars.com. Don't forget I'm a documentary filmmaker, and I have made 15 films. The latest is Terror Storm. Huge discounts on it at InfoWars.com. You can also find the toll-free number there and the address to order if you'd like to do it that way. God bless you all. Get out there. Get the BBC report out to everybody. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.